Front Page Dramas presents Just Like the Famous Old Play. This week's Front Page Drama, Just Like the Famous Old Play, is dramatized from a true life story entitled Cruel Ordeal of Little Marion Louise, which is to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, distributed at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Last month in the criminal courts of a big city, a 12-year-old girl whispered the fatal words which convicted her father of the murder of her mother. This courtroom tragedy was copying in real life the famous old play called A Celebrated Case, in which little Adrienne Renault convicted her father for the same crime and in the same way. In the stage drama, there was no eyewitness to the killing, only one ear witness in the next room who heard her mother's last words, which when repeated at the trial, destroyed her father's defense. In the real life drama, the same thing happened. While the prologue of the stage play differs a little from the true life drama in plot, the ultimate endings in the trial are almost identical. First, we present a resume of the old-time melodrama, A Celebrated Case. In the play, the action takes place during the 18th century and starts in the midst of one of the French and English wars. The scene is the home of Jean Renault, a soldier. His wife, Madeleine, and the 5-year-old daughter, Adrienne, are in the living room. There comes a knock at the door.
You! Is it possible?
Not so loud, not so loud.
Yes, but don't say it so loud, darling.
Why, Papa?
Because nobody must know Papa came to kiss with a girl tonight.
But won't you tell me?
Yes, by and by.
You won't go away again, will you, Papa?
Very soon I'll be able to remain with you forever.
Oh.
That is getting late. Your little eyes need sleep. Say
good night to Papa and don't forget your prayers.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Papa. I'm not afraid to go now.
Speak, Johnny. I know something serious has brought you here like this.
Now, your wife, listen. We have had some sharp trials together, wife, but all that is over. Never will I scold you again. We are now rich.
Rich?
Yes.
Oh. I just said I was following my column back to Miss Turner. I heard moans and saw a man kneeling on the chest of another robbing him. As I approached, the robber fled. The other one, a civilian, proved to be dying from a gunshot wound. The dying man informed me that he was the Count de Monet. He told me to take his death, containing your fortune and jewels, to the Monet family, and as a reward, to keep his pocketbook holding 300 louis.
Oh.
He then died, poor fellow. Knowing how close I was to home and that a great battle was due tomorrow, I came to leave the treasure with you. But now, au revoir. I must get back to my own lines before I meet you. Au revoir.
There is an affectionate farewell, and then he hurries off. Madeleine gazes at the treasure, locks it in the dresser drawer, and starts to go to bed. Again, there is a knock at the door, which she hastily unbars, thinking her husband has forgotten something. Instead, a stranger, Lazare, pushes in.
Oh, Madeleine. Who are you? What do you want?
Never mind who I am. I want what is in that drawer.
There is nothing in it.
I know better. I followed your husband from the battlefield, and through the window I saw you put jewels and money there.
Oh. You are one of those who murder and rob the rich.
Enough of your lips. Open that drawer.
I will not.
I'll soon make sure.
I'll scream for help.
Try it, and I'll shoot.
Help! Mercy!
I have nothing to hide from you, and it's all over with you and your child, too. Shut that bat up, or I'll shoot.
I'm sorry.
Say, I am with your father.
I'm with...
Your father.
I'm with your father.
That's you.
No. No. No, no, you can't have it.
I've had enough of this. I've got the jewels. You'll never tell.
The curtain rises on scene two, revealing the camp of the color company after the Battle of Fontenoy. The colonel of the regiment is just finishing commending Jean Renault for heroic action. The regiment cheers. Then the mayor of Renault's village enters.
Excuse me, Count. I am the mayor of Montagne. There are a woman and child with me. They're waiting out there.
Well, what's the trouble?
The trouble is no serious, sir. You have a private, Jean Renault?
Yes, yes, indeed.
His wife died last night. Murdered.
What was the object of the crime?
Theft?
Oh, no.
Revenge? That and that alone.
Oh, and someone is suspected.
The whole village is united in accusing one man.
What man?
Jean Renault. Her husband.
Why, that's impossible. Jean Renault was at the camp.
He visited his home last night.
Take care, sir. Even if he were innocent of murder, you are making a serious charge. That of abandoning his post in the face of the enemy.
I charge nothing that I cannot prove.
Renault, how long is it since you left your village to re-enter the service?
About 2 months, Colonel.
Have you in that time been absent without leave?
No, sir.
After the skirmish last night, did you accompany the retreat?
Yes, sir.
You were from your command, Major?
Yes, sir. We were a good ways behind the column.
I know it.
It was very dark. We had to feel our way through the woods.
And so we lost much time. But once in camp, did you call a roll?
Yes, sir.
Did John Renault answer in person?
He did, sir.
John Renault, the mayor of your village has just brought me some fearful news. News which I am sorry to be forced to tell you. A terrible crime has been committed in your house.
A crime in my house? Speak for heaven's sake, Colonel. Tell me.
Your wife...
Madeline? Well, well?
Well, Madeline has been assassinated.
Assassinated? Madeline? No, no, I can't have heard rightly. It is impossible. My Madeline, she is dead?
You know whom they accuse of this murder? It is you.
Me?
Yes, you. They say that during one of those jealous quarrels so often heard in your house, you...
Is it not enough to have lost her and all the joy of life without accusing? Mon Dieu, what an accusation. You, Colonel, you know me well. You've seen me risk my life under your very eyes 20 times. You never knew me to fail my duty. You know me.
Very well. You say or no, you never failed in your duty as a soldier?
No, Colonel.
Bring in the child.
Child? What child?
Yours.
My child here.
Stop. Say another word. Wait till I question it. Till then, stand aside.
Come, my child. Come, don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Come closer, dear. Come closer.
Am I going to see Papa?
Yes, in a little while. But tell me, when did you last see him? Oh, no doubt your mother told you to always tell the truth.
Oh, yes, sir. Inside of Papa.
Well, tell me, when did you last see your father? Come, come, my child, tell me.
You see, I can't tell.
Why?
Because Mama always told me to tell the truth. And...
Well?
And Papa told me I must not tell he was at home last night.
You are very sure you saw him?
Yes, sir.
At your own house?
Yes, sir. He kissed me and sent me to bed.
And then?
Then they shut the door and talked.
Well, I know. What have you to say?
The child speaks the truth. But I returned before the battle to do a soldier's duty.
More or no? A hero's. But this charge is not desertion, it is murder. What was your motive for desertion?
I will tell you. At dusk, as I was following my column back from a skirmish, I heard moans and saw a man kneeling on the chest of another one, robbing him. At my approach, the robber fled, and the other, a civilian, proved to be dying from a great shot wound. The dying man informed me that he was the Count de Monet. He told me to take his belt containing a fortune in jewels to the Monet family, and as a reward, to keep his pocketbook containing 300 louis. He then died. Knowing how close I was to home and that the great battle was due the next day, I went home to leave the treasure with my wife.
Was the house searched?
Every inch of it. No jewels or money were found.
And the house was robbed.
Not a sign of it anywhere.
What did you hear your mama say to your papa when they talked?
Well, Mama cried out, "Mercy, mercy."
Yes, she cried out to the assassin.
Are you sure she was talking to your father?
Yes, sir. I was frightened and I called
her. Enough, no more, no more. I tell you, I won't hear any more. I'll plead guilty. This is inhuman. I won't have this child know all her life that she sent her father to his death.
We must know the truth. Tell me, child. When you called to your mother, who answered?
Mama.
What did you say?
You said, "Hush, child, hush. I am with your father."
You hear? I am with your father. You are sure of it?
Oh, yes. He sobbed when she said it.
John Renault? Tomorrow you will be called before a court martial. Call a guard and remove the prisoner.
You're calling, Papa. How about Daniel? You know, he told me a soldier's daughter could never tell a lie.
No. No, my darling. My angel, it's not your fault. Do not now and never, my sister, allow your heart to accuse you. Blot it all from your memory. But if it will come back when you can understand it all, then remember, darling, that I hold you innocent. Let my last words remain graven on your memory. You have killed me. Not so sad, but I love and I forgive you.
In the last act of the stage play, everything is cleared up. The real murder is caught. Jean Renault is exonerated and rejoins his daughter Adrienne, and the curtain falls on a happy ending. But now let's hear the real life drama as recently enacted in the criminal court of a large American city. The court has heard how little Marion had been put to bed by her mother. Her father had been asleep in another room. He had been taking a drug compound to ease the pain of a badly injured foot. After seeing Marion safely tucked in, her mother returned to the living room. Then came the shot. And, well, let's hear little Marion's testimony.
You may question the witness now, Mr. Prosecutor. Miss Ogilvy, will you bring the little girl to the stand, please? We will waive the usual procedure of swearing in the witness, early.
Come along, Marion, dear. The gentlemen want to ask you some more questions. Now listen to Aunt Alice, dear. Just tell the gentlemen what they want to know. And above all, dear, you must tell the truth. Remember, dear, no matter what happens, tell the truth. Sit up here.
I will, Auntie Alice. And then can I come back and sit with you?
Yes, dear, when the gentleman has finished. All right, Your Honor. Marion is ready.
Thank you, Miss Ogilvy. Now, Marion, you listen to this gentleman and tell him what he wants to know. Proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Marion, you're quite comfortable.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Now, will you tell me and these nice ladies and gentlemen what happened that night? That night your mummy put you to bed. The night your mummy was hurt so badly.
Well, I was in bed, but I didn't go to sleep right away. Then I heard Mother say, please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me.
Yes. And what happened then?
Well, I heard a gun go bang, bang, and Mother screamed. And
then did you run out to your mother?
Yes. I jumped out of bed and ran into Mother. She had fallen on the floor and was making a funny noise like she was hurt. So I ran into the medicine chest for the eye band. But that's what Mother always does when I hurt myself in the blood pool.
Yes.
But when I got back, Daddy was there.
And what was Daddy doing now?
He was wiping his gun.
Yes.
He told me Mother was dead.
I see, Marion. And did your Daddy tell you anything else?
And Mother
shot
herself. And then he gave me a little
bullet
to keep.
Where is it, Marion? Have you still got it?
Yes, sir. It's here on the top of my dress.
Will you give it to Mr. Brooks? The gentleman there, Marion.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Thank you, Marion. Now, just pardon me a moment. Your Honor, it's the empty shell. The same caliber as the bullet that killed the dead woman. That is all, Marion. You may get down now and go back to your aunt.
Thank you, sir. May I look at... Daddy, Daddy, it's fine. Did I say something wrong, Daddy?
No. No, never mind, honey. You're still Daddy's little girl.
As in the case of the stage play, the little girl's father was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment. But the real father has made an appeal for a new trial, and perhaps, well, who knows, fate may find a happy ending for the real true-to-life drama as it did in the old melodrama of the stage. You have just heard, just like the famous old play, which is dramatized from a true-life story entitled Cruel Ordeal of Little Marion Louise, which is to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, distributed free with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the maximum of reading enjoyment in the entertaining, educational, and up-to-the-minute stories, articles, and feature fiction by the world's best writers to be found in every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine distributed every Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.